Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you are having a great start to the weekend already. Ricky joins me today, and we have a fun discussion about things she's looking forward to at the Flower and Garden Festival, because she's going to be there today for day one of the 2022 festival. So we get a little preview of that, and then we dive into some of those things that we just don't do enough on our Walt Disney World trips, and we come up with some obscure things, including getting a selfie with the traveler before you even get to Walt Disney World. Do you know what I'm talking about? You will know here in just a few minutes. Also, how about some of those non-vehicle attractions in the theme parks? Do you tend to skip those? We do, and we regret that many, many times. Also, Disney Springs. There's a lot of stuff over there that we don't get to as often as we should. We have lots of thoughts of things you might want to think about to make your next Disney vacation just a little bit different or a little bit better. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. You know what to do. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click really does help us out. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you sincerely to our patrons who support this podcast each month and allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We could not do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show each week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to get in on that, come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2048 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And I'm coming to you live. Actually, I'm recording here in the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in lovely St. Peter's, Missouri. But as you listen to this show, I'm up in the suburbs of Chicagoland in a beautiful town called Schaumburg, Illinois, for another cheerleading competition. This is the last big one, I think.
Oh.
Well, cheerleading is a weird, fickle sport. So here, let me just give you a little behind the scenes. Now, I don't know if you ever watch that show with that like dance mom. I don't know if it's even called Dance Moms. Got that crazy lady dancers and all that. Okay, it's not exactly that. But so we have a gym and we have like 10 different squads in our gym. We're called Platinum Athletics. So most of our teams have fortunately gotten our bids to where we get to go to the Summit, which is the big competition at Disney at the end of April. We have our bid, our team. We got it a couple of competitions ago. There's a couple of teams that don't have their bids yet. And so the deal is, like, the time's running out, right? The season, it's March. I mean, dude, this happens in April. Mm-hmm. So there's only a few more competitions, but you got to get qualified to go to the Summit. So some of these teams might have to go to Ohio in the next few weeks. And I don't know if, like, everybody's got to go because they haven't gotten their bids. I don't know. So I'm thinking this is this should be our last competition until Summit, I hope. But here's what I know. Here's the good news, Ricky. And by the way, Ricky's standing by, but she knows. The good news is, this weekend, I will be eating Giordano's Pizza, and I'll be going to Portillo's. I don't know if you've ever been to Portillo's, but let me
get you. I haven't been to Portillo's.
Okay, Ricky's
here. They do have one in Florida, though.
They have one in Orlando. Yes, so Ricky's here. She's from themouseforless.com. Still has a palm tree behind her as she records, but it is getting dark, so maybe I won't have to look at it here in the next 30 minutes. I don't know. Ricky, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, it's as of the recording of this, there's, yes, a palm tree behind me. But, you know, by the time this comes out, I should be home. So, yeah, it's it's been one heck of a week, that's for sure. And the week's not over for me. Yeah. I get to go back to your neck of the woods this weekend. So I'll be in St. Louis.
See, look at that. We're never in St. Louis.
We're never in St. Louis at the same time.
So you're actually going to be in St. Louis. You're not going to be in Jeff City.
I'm going to Jeff City. Okay. Yeah, we have the baptism of our nation. So Brian and I are the godparents. So we are going to the festivities. So that's our weekend.
Okay, so you mentioned Portillo's. Just for folks that don't know, this is this little fast food restaurant. It started out, I think, in Chicago. Now, I could totally butcher this, but from what I've done research, yes, because that's how much I like this place. It started out, I think, as like a place called like the Hot Dog House up by Chicago, and basically they serve like Chicago dogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're famous for like this Italian roast beef sandwich, but I mean it's like a little diner. It kind of looks 60s-ish. With a lot of neon, a lot of old signs, little booths and stuff in there. It's a counter service. So, like, you place your order, they give you your food, and you go sit down. Oh, it is so good. And the news that connects it to Disney, though, is that they built one right off a property.
They did.
They built one of these, and they built a White Castle.
Yes, they both, did. And both,
both
are
worth the trip.
Both worth it, though.
Both, right? Yeah. I mean, would you say, I mean, for somebody that's never been to either one of these, both definitely worth an Uber ride.
Yes, I would agree. You know, if you've never been to White Castle, I mean, well, you need an iron stomach, but go to White Castle and try that. Now, I've never done Portillo's, but I hear that they have
so
just
good.
The most amazing hot dogs and sandwiches and stuff like that.
It is so good. They have a shake that has like chocolate cake in it. It's so good.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, as of recording this, I still get to go to Orlando, so I might make a stop at Portillo's.
You need to go. Everybody needs to go to Portillo's. It is that good. I mean, I'm getting no kickback from, like, I'm not related to the Portillo's. I don't know who Portillo is, but it is so good. Yes.
All right. Well, that may happen by the time this podcast
check
airs.
It out. Let me know what you think. So, yes. Okay. So that's going to kind of tie into our topic today. But before we get to today's topic proper, which, if one thing, we're a proper podcast when it comes to Disney
Talk. Sure, that's what we are, proper, yeah.
You are down at Walt Disney World, and you are going to be at Epcot, fingers crossed, for day one of this year's Flower and Garden Festival. And so,
correct.
So Scott was there earlier this week, and of course, you know, posting all kinds of pictures, and I'll tell you what, Epcot was looking awesome because they're getting the park ready for the Flower and Garden Festival. He took one shot, looking back towards Spaceship Earth with the water and the monorail passing over and the reflections. I mean, God, the flowers. And again, we say this every year. If you're from a place like I am, Missouri, everything still here is brown. Now, the good news is the snow is almost all gone. It's almost all melted, but it's like a mushy mess. The cars are all the salt on them. I mean, it's just gross here right now. And like to see a picture like that, it's like, stop. Like, unless I can be there, knock it off.
Right.
Like,
right.
That stuff doesn't even, that's not even real to me. So what are you looking forward to as far as, because you're covering this stuff for the Mouse for Less, so you're previewing what people are going to maybe enjoy throughout the festival. What might you look forward to seeing on day one of the festival?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the big thing are the topiaries and the gardens. You know, the topiaries are something that Disney is so well known for. And they just do a fantastic job of putting them out. Now, this year, there is a topiary that celebrates the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. So that's exciting. And also, you know, I feel like we're going to get some topiaries coming back this year that maybe haven't been, you know, there recently due to, you know, whether COVID or, you know, whatever. But it is nice to see that I think there's going to be some topiaries that are back. And you're right, the green and just seeing the flowers, the colors, there is something so special about that this time of year. You know, this festival does go for a very long time, but if you hit it early and it's still winter where you live, seeing the green and the colors of the flowers and things like that, there's just this boost that you get from it. I saw it a little bit last week because they were getting ready for the festival and when I was there, so I could see a few of the topiaries. They actually had that flower bed that is where the monorail is, that they have a 50 in the flower bed as well, which is really cool.
Which I think that's a great place to take a picture because that's like a, you know, that'll be like, oh, that was this year. You know, that
absolutely. It may be a little hard because the 50 is, you know, in the ground. So it's not like the easiest thing to get a picture of. I tried a few different places. I think the easiest place to get a picture of that 50 is going to be on the monorail, actually, to be honest. I'm really looking forward to seeing the flowers. They have so many different gardens too. Different, you know, gardens themed around various different things. Like one of my favorite, you know, is the prehistoric garden. They always have these little dinosaurs that are in the plants and things like that. It's a fun thing for kids so they can kind of see, you know, the different dinosaurs and learn a little bit about prehistoric plants. And you can learn about other different kinds of plants that, you know, go into food and things like that at the various different booths and stuff. So the gardens are really, really cool. And then, of course, the food booths. There are a number of food booths at this festival, as there always are. The thing with this one is it's a lot of fresh flavors. So it's a lot of fruits, it's a lot of vegetables that kind of tie into that whole flower and garden feel. And, you know, there's so many of favorites that, you know, they always have. One of my favorites is the Frushi, which is fruit sushi. And it's made with, you know, a coconut rice usually and strawberry and a melon and pineapple. on the inside and you get whipped cream. It's always a favorite of mine, and it's definitely a fan favorite because they bring it back year after year after year. And it's a great way for kids to kind of eat sushi and kind of learn about that too. So I'm really looking forward to experiencing the festival and learning some of the new things that they're going to have to offer as well. But yeah, just excited to see the greenery and the flowers and everything. Of course, they have the butterfly garden too, which is another really cool thing. Again, really great for kids. Now, obviously, at the beginning of the festival, there's not so many butterflies.
It's more
in
of
the
a
garden.
Cocoon, like a
yeah, exactly. Stuff. They haven't really hatched yet. So it's not as interesting the first couple week or two. But as the butterflies start to hatch and things like that, they flutter around the it's an enclosed a little area that they kind of stay in. Of course, they can get out eventually. It's not like they're like stuck inside forever. But it's really cool to kind of see the butterflies and how they form and things like that too. So I love the butterfly garden. Yeah.
So feedback there, Margie has a Portillo's right across the street from her house. So I'm very jealous. And Alfred says he loves the Frushi. So there you go.
Get the Frushi is really good. It's really good. I like it a lot.
So is there a concert this weekend? Is there anybody?
Oh yeah. I forgot about the concerts.
The Seagulls or what? Who's there?
You know what? I don't know.
I have to look that up.
There's
some decent acts this time. But I mean, they're more my age. Like, I mean, if you're younger than me, you might not appreciate all the acts, but.
Well, that's true. You are correct. It's called the Garden Rocks Concert Series is what the concert series is. And I think that this year, they're only doing them on the weekends. I think they're doing them like Friday through Monday. And then I think during the week, they're doing different concerts with local bands and things like that. So that's kind of cool. This weekend is the Guess Who. They'll be there March 4th and 5th. So, and then we have Rick Springfield on March 6th and 7th. So, yeah. I mean, you have like Cool and the Gang. You have the Pointer Sisters.
Nah.
You have Starship featuring Mickey Thomas.
See, you
gotta have that. You got Toby Mac. You got Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You got the Commodores. Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
This is one my mom would probably want to go to. Colin Ray.
God! Stop! I love Colin Ray. Song, but okay,
dude.
But if he sings that song, "Love Me," I'm wrecked.
Yeah,
that song wrecks me.
Mike, you have no idea how many Colin Ray concerts I went and saw as a kid because my mom and dad loved Colin Ray.
Oh, you don't even know. I worked a Colin Ray concert one time for 103.3. Because of the stations, my dad, when he's promo director, and my go-to karaoke song was a Colin Ray song. It was what was it called? It was "That's My Story and I'm Sticking to It." That
of course, that's a great song.
That was my karaoke song back in the day. Yes, I sang that many times.
Yes, is a great song. And then of course you have like Little River Band, and the favorite, the one who just constantly plays at this festival, Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon.
Yeah, dude. Eventually, they're just not gonna be around. They've got to be like 90.
I mean, yeah. So, that's kind of a few of the festival highlights.
They need like Poison and Def Leppard or something. Come on now.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be something? I'm just saying, that would be ridiculous. That would probably not go well. I don't know. And I'm trying to look to see. Alfred asked about the 10th, 6th through the 10th. What I have is the April 8th and 10th is Blue October, and still TBD for April 10th.
I've never heard of them.
So, yeah, TBD. Yeah, that's a new band, right?
TBD, good.
Yeah.
One hit wonder.
So, yeah, definitely a one hit wonder. But yeah, and of course, they've got tons of merchandise. Lots of different collections, because of course now, it was just one, one Flower and Garden Festival collection, and now there's like four different merchandise collections you could choose from. And there's the Spikes Pollen Nation Explorers, so you can search for the little Spike the Bee all around the different World Showcase pavilions. And there's the Healthful Trail presented by Avant Health, which is a area for kiddos to kind of learn how to stay healthy along the imagination walkway, and it's kind of like a play area.
See, let me ask you about that, though. I love that corporate sponsors are reaching out and doing stuff like that, right? Because that is kind of in the vein of what Epcot used to be. Like, that reminds me of 80s Epcot, right? A corporate citizen giving some edutainment and yes. trying. I mean, of course, that is their message, right? They're a right. an insurance company. Health. They're a health advocacy.
They're a hospital. A hospital. I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're in like healthcare. So yeah. that's a great synergistic kind of thing for them to do. How many people do you think really take advantage of that? Because you're paying $150 or $120 to get into the park. Are you going to spend time? I mean, I guess there are probably a lot of kids that do that. Maybe I'm just not thinking correctly. I hope that people do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of, it's from what I remember in the past, it's usually like a play area. So I think it's just like a corporate sponsorship of the play area, but they may have like little plaques and things like that up to help kind of teach families about different things. But I mean, yeah, that's definitely what Epcot is about, is, you know, teaching edutainment. I mean, that's what the whole park was built on. So it is nice to see that things like that still happen at Epcot. You know, maybe not as grand as they used to, but at least they're still there in some ways.
So real quick, okay, outside of the food, the food and wine, that'll be
that'll
be the other 6 months of the
trust
year.
Trust me, that kicks off in July.
That'll be so after the 4th of July till New Year's.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because this festival does go till the 4th of July, by the way.
It does. Yeah, it goes. Yeah.
I think they're like the 6th.
I think it goes till
like
the
3rd. Something, yeah, it's right around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this news, we hadn't had a chance to talk about this, and I don't know if you have any thoughts, but how about that partnership between State Farm? Speaking of corporate sponsorships and like Run Disney, and, you know, there's going to be like an official Disney podcast, which welcome to the group. Welcome to the
right.
Party.
You're only, you know, 15 which, years
fine.
Late.
Which fine. I welcome to the group. More Disney podcasts, the better. I talked about that on the That's Patreon right. show because I love content. But kind of a cool, you know, I don't know if it's like a cool sponsorship. It's kind of, you know, like Jake from, that's going to be the host? Is it going to be the guy that, you know, hangs out with Patrick Mahomes doing this? I mean, I am not going to be surprised if that cat shoots the gun at the marathon next year. Like, I would not be shocked if he's on the stage. I don't know
Jake
what his
from
name
State
is.
Farm?
Not, I don't know. That's not Jake, but the guy that like hangs out with, Aaron Rodgers Patrick
Rodgers.
Mahomes in the commercials.
Okay, all right.
No, the guy, you know what I'm saying? The guy, the sales guy, he's the cool guy. Like, he just hangs out with everybody.
Isn't that Jake?
No, I don't think that's Jake.
This is a silly fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's Jake. I don't know what that guy's name is, though. But he's just like, he's just cool. He's like the cool State Farm guy. But
yeah.
But I mean, what do you think about that partnership? State Farm and Disney.
It's a very interesting partnership. Again, I joke, but, you know, yeah, way to go, Disney. You started a podcast, you know, 15 years later after all of the rest of us started one. It's definitely interesting to see, you know, kind of how they will, bring the State Farm elements to Disney, Walt Disney World. They're going to, obviously, the marathon is going to be sponsored. It's definitely a lot of sponsorships. So you've got the Dreamers Academy is going to be sponsored. And then you have the new venues, which are going to be the State Farm Waterview Park at Disney Springs. So I'm assuming that's the giant stage that's at Disney Springs is what that's going to be called now.
It's like they do like for the sports stadiums, right? I guess it's just a naming rights. Kind
exactly.
Of
it's just naming rights. And then the State Farm Fieldhouse at ESPN.
Well,
there
you go. That's totally so, that. That's exactly what it, that is. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they go any other different routes. I'm sure like with, you know, the planned Disney podcast that they have, you know, they'll really just say, you know,
brought
it'll
you
be
by.
Just an ad. It'll be an ad read, but, you know, it'll be presented by State Farm instead of, and that'll be the end of that. So
like a good neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, no. Don't give them any credit. They're not giving us any money. If State Farm wants to give us money, I'm okay with that. But they're not a sponsor of us. So no sponsorship
here.
I pay them
all the time for my Jeep because they're my insurance company. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's too funny. Yeah, so, but I thought that was kind of funny but I guarantee you in 2023 that cat's going to be out there because that'd be a great synergistic thing, right? I mean, for him, he's probably hating it though. He's like, I got to get up at 3 o'clock to do what?
Right, exactly. Like, no, I'm not.
I hang out with Patrick Mahomes. Like, I'm not going to be out there. It'll probably be like 20 degrees next year because the weather was great this year. I guarantee it's going to be terrible. Anyway, so let's get to today's topic. Just a little news here at the top of the show. So
just a little Mike and Ricky shooting the breeze.
So we thought we would talk about a few things that we get home. We've done this show before, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff we've done before. We've done, you know, 2000 episodes. So some of the things when we get home, we're like, dang, I didn't have the time to do that. And I wish I would have. When I got there. And some of the things I just want to throw out there, because I think there's a lot of things that if somebody would have brought that up to me beforehand, just if it would have been in my mind, like just Like, just if I'd have been aware of that, if somebody would have said, oh, yeah, don't forget, I would have totally made that a part of my Disney trip. But I just totally, like, out of mind, out of, you know, out of plans kind of thing. And one of the things, this is a minor, and these are probably all going to be pretty minor things, but they're just kind of fun things to do. One of the things that I love to do on a Disney vacation, this is before I even get to the resort, and but I get a kick out of it every time. This is one of the funniest things. I love to get my picture by the traveler. Now, when I say the traveler, do you know who the traveler is?
Oh, I do know who the traveler is.
Who's the traveler? You know?
He's at the airport.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes. Yeah. So the traveler is, and I remember the first time I flew, like when I landed in Orlando, man, it was like I had won the Super Bowl. Cause I was, if you don't know, this is, we had a listener that was new to the show. We talked about this on Wednesday. Years and years, I would not fly. I would not get on a plane. I drove back and forth Orlando, 1,021 miles. And I'd take a trailer. I mean, God bless my family that I'm still married because they went with me. But I finally flew, and I remember that first time I flew to Orlando, I was so excited because, like, I lived. You know, like, I like lived through a flight. I made it. I'd had a couple margaritas. I was happy. Walking through the airport, I'm like, give me a trophy or something. I flew. So, and I actually got a button. I'm celebrating that I flew. I remember that button. I still have it somewhere. But anyway, this was before that. I got to the airport and I'm going through and I'm excited because I got to see the airport, right? I love airports. Yeah. I love airplanes, but I was scared to fly. And I see this like person sleeping in a box, like in a glass case at the airport. I'm like, what's that all about? And why is that cat inside of a glass case? Like, that is weird. I'm like, am I drunk? Like, what is going on?
Why is he dressed like it's 1980?
I might have been a little loopy because I had to fly and I had a couple margaritas. And I'm like, things are not looking good. So what it is, it's this awesome sculpture kind of thing. But I mean, it is so realistic. This thing looks exact. It looks like a tired traveler. That's what it is. It looks so lifelike. It's a guy with like an afro. Like, with all of his stuff, he's kind of disheveled because he's, you know, traveling. And we all look that way when we're waiting for our flights, you know, traveling through an airport. But I would say, seek it out and get your picture with it. It's so cool. Like, get your picture with the traveler on your next trip. It's fun.
Yes, it is. And I've not done that, but I've seen the traveler and taken pictures of it. It's an amazing sculpture or art display. And, you do think it's so realistic when you first see it. Like,
he's just cool. No. Yeah, he's tired. He's asleep.
Oh, yeah. He's sleeping. Yeah.
And by the way, the day we're recording today is actually National Sleep in Public Day. That's kind of why.
Then there you go. That's.
Yeah, and that guy, he's at MCO. Now, he moves around because he was like, originally he was down by the food court. I think now, last time I saw him, he was. So if you're getting off the monorail, like from your Southwest flight, I want to say he was kind of in the corner right as the security booths, like as you kind of clear that secure area, he was off to the right, but he does move around. Like, I mean, he doesn't move, like the whole case moves. They shift him around. But if you ask, just say, hey, where's the traveler? If you've never seen it, like he's famous. Like if you've never seen him, you got to see this thing and you got to do a selfie with the traveler. He's awesome. Because Diane's asking. Yeah, he's at MCO. I'm serious. If you've never seen, Google it. You got to get a picture with the traveler. Just look quick. I mean, these things are not going to make or break your vacation, but they're fun. They make your vacation. Right. Like, you'll come home and talk about it. Because you'll show a picture of somebody and be like, who's that? That's Uncle Traveler right there. He's pretty cool. All right. So what do you have, Ricky? Something that you get home and you're like, oh, kind of fun.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I often, you know, obviously when you go to Disney's Animal Kingdom, you know, they always say it's not a zoo. I kind of take that to heart. I do most of the attraction type stuff that is at Animal Kingdom. So, you know, I'm looking at, you know, doing Everest or doing Flight of Passage or Kilimanjaro Safaris, or, you know, I'm really focusing on, you know, Festival of the Lion King, all the things that are like those headlining, show-stopping things. And, you know, a couple of the things that, this is the part that I definitely am most guilty about, things I'm like, oh, I should have done that and I didn't. So I'm gonna name two from this park, but the one is the trails that they have. Have a few, you know, they have some that are around like the Tree of Life and things like that. There's like one that has like otters. There's also, of course, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, which has the tigers in it. And then, of course, there's the Pangani Forest or Gorilla Falls. I went back in time. And that's another really cool thing because you get to see all the gorillas and things like that. So it's a really, they're really great experiences, and they're just something that I pass up a lot of times. And truthfully, to be honest, a lot of the reasons why I pass them up is because, you know, for Mike and I, like, the St. Louis Zoo is one of the best zoos in the country. And so, you know, when I go to see animals, I'm usually going to the St. Louis Zoo to see the animals because, like, seriously, like, the St. Louis Zoo is, like, amazing. It is. So I don't tend to think about seeing the animals at Disney's Animal Kingdom because I'm like, well, if I want to see animals, I'll go to the St. Louis Zoo and see them. Granted, I'm at Animal Kingdom, so it wouldn't take much to go see them, but, you know, I still in my head, I'm like, oh, no, I got that. I'll just go see them in St. Louis. I don't even live in St. Louis anymore, so this is really a stupid point. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't do the animal trails as much as I should, and they're very cool. And then the other thing that I definitely don't do, and again, this is animal related, is I don't often go to, you know, Rafiki's Planet Watch.
You're going to say that because here's the thing. All these things you're saying, like, I never regret doing them, but I never put the energy into doing them.
Yes,
I rarely put the energy into it. But when I do them, I'm like, I should do that more. Every time, I'm like, I should do this every trip.
I should do that more. Yeah, exactly. It's so cool to do the Rafiki's Planet Watch. You know, I feel like it's all right. It's a little dated at this point. It needs a little love. I'll give it that. But it's still a really cool experience. You do get to have like the petting zoo that's over there. So, you know, you can pet goats and things like that. And then they have an area inside where you can learn. They have the animation area where you can learn how to draw animals, you know, that are Disney cartoons.
You can do so, surgery on an animal if you're
they no, do well, surgery
no, you can't do surgery, but you can watch.
You probably shouldn't do the surgery, but you can watch surgeries get performed. Those usually happen early in the morning or earlier in the day. So if you do want to see a surgery, potentially head over there kind of first thing and see if there are any surgeries happening that day, and then they can kind of, you know, get push you the right direction for that. But you know, Rafiki's Planet Watch, again, something that's so simple, but I just always forget to go over there. And a lot of it is because, you know, you do have to take the train to get over there,
which is
so,
a plus though. That train is cool. It's a different type train. It's that side sitting train.
It is. And you get to go past some really interesting backstage areas too that you can kind of see. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's also really cool. So I mean, don't miss out on those two things that I always miss out on because they are really, really neat things that Disney offers.
Agreed. Okay, so here's now something Ricky probably won't do. And it takes a little bit of planning because you're not going to do this every day of your trip. Most likely, some people do. I have some listeners of the show that say, that swear by this.
Is it get up early?
It is. It's totally get up early. It's get up. So I know a lot of folks, you know, I like to be there at rope drop, but I mean, this is like before rope drop. This requires way before rope drop planning. So this is to get up pre-sunrise on your trip. And, you know, you can get your favorite beverage. I know Ricky likes your Starbucks. Go down to the food court, you know, as soon as it opens, grab a coffee. You know, I think all the hotel rooms at Walt Disney World now though have coffee makers with Joffrey. So you could do that, you know, have something to make in your room. But a lot of the resorts have a body of water that you can walk around. You know, say you're in Port Orleans, French Quarter, Riverside, you can walk along the Sasagula River. You got those bridges you can walk across. You know, if you're at Coronado, you can walk around that lake. If you're at Pop Century Art of Animation, you can walk around Hourglass Lake. Caribbean Beach, Riviera, they have a nice body of water. You know, Beach Yacht, Boardwalk, Crescent Lake. Animal Kingdom Lodge is a little bit more challenging to do this, but, you know, not every resort's going to have exactly kind of the same thing. But if you have a resort like these others, get up right at sunrise and just grab a coffee, hot chocolate, a soda. You know, you don't even need anything, but don't even listen to a podcast. Don't even listen to music. Just get up and just walk around your resort for, you know, a good 20, 25 minutes. A slow stroll. I run. That's when I run, but this is what I enjoy. But most people are just going to enjoy the slow walk because I, you know, and I've said this for many years, and I've heard this from other listeners too that have said the exact same thing. There is, if you're a huge Disney fan, there is something, and again, I hate to use the word magical, but there's something very interesting and very exciting about watching a new day break at Walt Disney World. And it's not just at the theme parks. It can be at Pop Century, because what you see is you're one of the very first people to be out there kind of strolling around, and you see the sun come up over Hourglass Lake. You see the Skyliner start to cut, you know, you start to see the Skyliner start to move. You see some joggers out there. You see a few folks that are, you know, walking around with you. You say good morning to them. And then you start to see a few people maybe getting up. They're in their matching outfits, getting ready to go to Chef Mickey's for an early pre-park opening breakfast. It is just exciting to get out there. It's not hot. The temperature is usually nice. It is a great way. I say do it at least once on your trip. Get up, see the sunrise, just stroll around your resort before it gets all hectic and crazy for the entire rest of the day. Be one of the first out there to enjoy your resort, especially if you have a body of water to walk around. I think there's something, because in the morning that water's flat. It's like a, it's just like a mirror. It's incredible. Yeah. So I say do that. That's one of the things I love.
That's good.
You got to plan for it. You're not going to do that after staying out till 2 a.m. You know, you got to say, okay, it's after like a pool night or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that that's a great idea, actually. And you're right. No, I probably wouldn't do that at, you know, sunrise, but I would enjoy doing it, you know, in the evening, you know, after you get back from your hotel, after you get back from the park and just walking here. Because, you know, too often you just go right back to your room, you know. So I feel like really taking in your resort at that point in the evening when, you know, it's still warm out in the evening and, you know, you could grab a drink or something and walk around the resort grounds. And, you know, this is the perfect, you know, kind of is this romantic experience, you know, just walk around with your significant other or, you know, even, you know, you can walk around with your kids and just kind of take in the atmosphere of your resort. Because the nighttime, you know, at the resorts, they do take on a whole new life. And they're very gorgeous at night. And, you know, when they're all lit up and things like that. So that is another really great time to enjoy your resort. And I feel like that's something that I always am like, ah, I should have spent more time at the resort. You are 100% right. So stopping and taking a few seconds to actually go around the resort is a really, really good idea.
I think, too, the challenge, though, at night is, one, you're usually tired because you've been going all day. So you just don't, you know, you're just not as, like, it's not as enticing to walk. Like, yeah. I've been walking all day. I just want to sit. And also, at night, there's a lot of stuff that you're competing with. Like, I could be doing this. I could be still at the parks. I could be, you know, and there's a lot going on. A lot of stuff still open. But if you're, you know, walking around your hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're, it's kind of like,
there's not a lot open at that point. Yeah.
There's nothing else to do. So really it's very peaceful. Like you don't have any kind of inner conflict as a Disney fan. Like you can really enjoy the moment because you're seeing everything kind of come to life. Like there's nothing else going on yet. And very rarely do you get to experience that at Walt Disney World where it's peaceful. You know, that's about the only time. So that's cool. So what other kind of things do you forget to do or, you know, you get home and you're like, oh, I wish I'd have spent some time doing that.
So, you know, honestly, you know, lately, I feel like more and more I just kind of ignore Disney Springs, not because of the fact that it doesn't have, you know, anything to offer, but just because of the fact that, you know, I'm usually here for a couple of days and I'm just trying to fit in the parks and get as much done in the parks as I possibly can. So on these shorter trips like this, I really do just kind of go, I can go to Disney Springs another time or I can go another time or whatever. And so it just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And there are a lot of good things that Disney Springs has to offer. You know, if you do want to go shopping, there's a lot of great, you know, places to shop around. Of course, you have the biggest Disney store in the world. And, you know, granted, I don't have a Disney store anymore. So, you know, that's the only place I can go shopping for Disney merchandise now, unless I want to go online. So there's that. You also have some great restaurants. Obviously, you know, some of our favorites are things like Homecoming. But, you know, even if you wanted to go grab a drink or something like that, sit by the water, you know, something like Jack Lindsay's or Paddlefish or the Boathouse or things like that. Those are great little places to just kind of chill, enjoy. Maybe you do it at sunset or something like that and you know, watch the sun go down and over the water. And it's a great place to just kind of chill and relax. Another thing that I kind of often forget about is the fact that they do have some entertainment options at Disney Springs. So you do have things like Splitsville. I know we kind of talked about that recently where you were saying that would be one of your three things for Disney Springs. And that's an absolutely fantastic thing to kind of do at Disney. If you were looking, if you've got a day where you don't have anything to do at all or whatever, you know, bowling at Splitsville is a fantastic idea. But there's also, you know, the new Cirque du Soleil show, which it just reopened. It's called Drawn to Life. Hear rave reviews about this show, but again, I've never seen a Cirque show at Disney, and a lot of it is just because I'm like, I'll get to it another time, you know.
I have a hard time spending the money because I've already got like a ticket that gives me so many opportunities to do so many fun things. Like, do I want to pay $100 more to see a show for 2 hours?
Exactly.
But again, every person you just mentioned it, every person that goes and sees it, like, totally worth it. It was awesome. That's what I hear.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that's a really, really great experience as well. I actually, the times that I go to Disney Springs the most are around the holiday season. And the reason being is not because I'm shopping for Christmas stuff, but because they do have, it used to be the Christmas tree trail. They've made it a little better over the past few years where now they have the Christmas trees spread out throughout the entire Disney Springs. And what they do is they have different Christmas trees that are decorated based off of different themes. So you may have a Mary Poppins tree, or you may have a Peter Pan tree, or a Little Mermaid one, or whatever. And so it's kind of neat to go around and find all the trees, which is one of my favorite things to do around the holiday season. But there's so many great things at Disney Springs. You know, go grab an ice cream at Ghirardelli, or, you know, grab a, you know, a cookie at Goofy's Candy Company, or, you know, just, or I guess I should say, grab a cookie at Gideon's, grab a Rice Krispie treat at Goofy's Candy Company. You definitely want to stop and get a cookie at Gideon's. Get a donut at Everglaze. Make sure you put your name on the list for Gideon's, though, because I'm still here and they've got hour-long waits. So if you want a cookie from there, you might want to get there early and put your name on the list. But there's so many great things at Disney Springs. I still love, one of my favorite places to eat at Disney Springs is Deluxe Burger. Yep. I think they have fantastic burgers there. And, you know, you don't hear it talked about as much now.
They have good sauce.
You want to talk about...
Yeah.
Huh?
They have good sauce for their burgers.
Oh, their sauces are amazing. You know, you heard Disney fans talk about it over and over and over again when it first opened. And I still think Deluxe Burger has really good, you know, burgers and fries and milkshakes. And, you know, so, and of course, then there's Chicken Guy, which, you know, I still haven't been there, but they have all the sauces too, and lots of different chicken fingers.
Yeah. I've been there many times because my kids. Yeah, and it's really, of course, good. It's really good.
And
it's super good.
And it's reasonable. And then one of my favorite places, of course, is Blaze Pizza. I don't go there at Disney Springs as much anymore because we have a Blaze not too far from my house now. So I go to Blaze by my house now. But it's still a really great place to get pizza that's really reasonably priced as well. So I really do love Disney Springs, and it's a place that I don't go as often just because, you know, I'm like, I'll get there next time. So, you know, I've got the parks to go to. I'll get there next time.
Same thing. And when I leave there, like, I'm always like, I had a good time. Like, I had a good time, but I'm always like, we're not going to get there, you know.
But just stop and relax. Okay. I think that's the thing that, you know, I just don't do. You're always on a mission, you know, I feel like 100%. When I go to Disney Springs. I'm like, I got to go here or I got to go there. And I never just sit and relax.
So here's my last thing I'm going to throw in here real quick. And it kind of goes along with what you said about Animal Kingdom. Is that when I'm in the theme parks, because I want to throw some theme park stuff in here, is that I tend to not go into non-vehicle type attractions or shows.
Oh my gosh, this was totally going to be my next one.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, okay, so I'll overlook things like One Man's Dream. And I do it occasionally, but like when I do it, I'm like, gosh, I should do this every trip because this is kind of the essence of why Walt Disney World is here. Everybody, I always say, like after I get on, like see the movie especially, I'm like, everybody should be required to see this before they're allowed to enter any theme park. This should be like a prerequisite of your vacation. Like you should have to sit here. They should pry your eyes open. You should have to watch that movie. Okay, now you can go in and have fun. I'm not just joking, but kind of. But, you know, so like One Man's Dream, you should have to just kind of pass through and see that. Tom Sawyer Island. Every time I go over there, it's so much fun, but it's like, I'm always like, it's too much work. Like, do I want to get on a raft? Do I want to wait? Do I want to walk? Do I want to go through? It's a blast. You know, like, so you mentioned the trails. They were a good example of that. The exhibits in the American Adventure Pavilion, stuff like that. See the traveling exhibits. Take the time to see the things. World Showcase just in general gives you the opportunity to do, like, explore. You know, you don't always have to be in a doom buggy or on a roller coaster or, you know, what have you. So, you know, a people mover vehicle or, you know, on Space Mountain. You don't always have to be in some kind of a vehicle, right, to be having a good time at Walt Disney World. Sometimes your feet can be the vehicle and you can just explore at your own pace. But I think, you know, maybe those things were a lot easier sell in the 70s and the 60s. 2021, maybe those things are really hard. But like, again, when I do those things, I'm like, God, this is kind of the essence of where all this stuff came from. I love it.
No, I 100% agree with this. This was totally, I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you said, because you're right. A lot of times those things that are like exhibits, like there are so many different exhibits around World Showcase to see that people just generally don't do. And they've got so many great things that you can learn about in World Showcase. Another really common thing that people don't do, and you can do as adults, although a lot of kids do it, is the Kidcot Fun Stops. they're not as, you know, great as they, you know, were before COVID, but they still are trying to do the KidCat Fun Stops. So they still offer those, and it's not the paint, you know, draw Duffy anymore, but they have these really cool cards that they give you, and you can, you know, learn about different countries. They'll put, I think, a stamp on them. I think they still write on them. I'm not sure if they still write on them anymore, but they at least put a stamp on them. So that's another really cool thing. And like I said, you can do that as adults. So that's a really great fun activity that you can do. But to kind of go in my own direction with this, my thing is that I don't often do, and I'm really bad about it at like something like Disney's Hollywood Studios, and yeah, also Animal Kingdom. I don't see a lot of the shows. You know, I'm really guilty about, you know, going in the park and seeing, oh, hey, you know, Festival of the Lion King is going to be starting in, you know, 20 minutes. Do I really want to go see it? I mean, I've got time to go see it.
And every time you walk out there, you're like, that show's amazing.
It's so good.
That show is
yeah,
so
exactly.
Good.
Yeah. Exactly. So like, I don't see that. I don't see a lot of the shows at Hollywood Studios. You know, I can't tell you the last time I saw Indiana Jones. And I, you know, I know it's a great show. I know it's fantastic. I mean, look, everybody lost their minds when the show came back recently. Right. So I'm like, I'm sitting here going, okay, we are in 2021, 2022, right? Like, you guys are losing your minds about Indiana Jones, which
I just
want to
get out there and get punched out. I know they don't do that anymore, but I still want to get punched out. Like, Pelican.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there you go. So, I mean, like, I haven't seen that in years. I haven't, you know, seen Beauty and the Beast live on stage in years. Although I think they should replace that with Encanto. I'm just saying. So put an Encanto show in there and I'll be there all the time. So, you know, there's that. There's also, of course, you've got the Frozen Sing-Along.
I love that. Okay. I'm a huge advocate of that show.
Frozen Sing-Along is so fantastic. And this is a show that I absolutely 100% should go see every time, because the historians are hysterical. The way they can ad lib is just phenomenal. But if you haven't seen it, you really, really, really should. I never see the show on the castle, the stage that they have there. Mostly because it's hot and I don't want to stand in the sun. I mean, you know, but they have a great show there too. And of course, the World Showcase shows, you know, when you've got all the entertainers that happen around World Showcase, a lot of times I'll stop, I'll watch them for a few seconds, and then I'll move on, you know. So I'm so guilty about that. And I know that I shouldn't be. I enjoy them when I stop and when I like actually like watch them. But you know, I should do it more. Now, here's the one thing that I always would watch whenever I would come across it, and I really hope Disney brings it back sooner rather than later, and that's the Streetmosphere characters at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
100%.
Whenever they had a Streetmosphere show, I was gonna stop and watch that show, because those characters, the way they were so quick with their improvisation, I mean, they were amazing. And Disney, I really, 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 really hope that you bring Streetmosphere characters back sooner rather than later, because we miss them so, so much. They just make Disney's Hollywood Studios that much more special. So Streetmosphere would be great.
Yeah, so the one guy in World Showcase currently that I will stop and watch his whole show when he's there, the Italy guy with the whistle. Love that guy. He speaks with a whistle, and he's awesome. So that's my guy that I have to watch back there. Sergio, I think, is his name. Love that guy.
Yes,
the little gondola that he does, and he comes out and throw the ball, and he makes you miss and stuff. He's awesome. Now, the guy stacking the chairs that climbs the chairs in France, I don't know if he's back around. I don't think he is, but he scares me to death.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he makes me nervous, so that's kind of good.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we're out of here, but Sarah in the live chat loved the scavenger hunts. Another good thing. Mm. They're always a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good way to kind of explore, kind of a guided exploration, usually a World Showcase. So
yes. Yes.
Good thought there. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. But hey, jump on social media and let us know, what are some of the overlooked things that we missed today that are going to help all of us kind of think about some fun things to do that we just don't think about down at Walt Disney World on our next trip? So let me know at BRGuestMike on Instagram, probably Twitter, and I'll retweet those for the good of everybody. So drop in on there. Give Ricky a follow on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Ricky Nibs. You can follow her adventures down at the Flower and Garden Festival this weekend. And just join us over there. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan that next Disney vacation. You know what to do. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. Couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every week. So join us over there, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. If you don't mind, leave us a rating and review wherever you download the show. It really does help us out. And thank you to everybody who has done that already. We appreciate that so much. All right, time to get out of here. And of course, we'll be back again on Monday with a fun trip report for your feed. But until then, have a great weekend. So for Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.